Good morning. We continue with our study of Hilchos Lashon Hara. Today, the Chafetz Chaim begins a section known as the Psicha, as the introduction. If the prelude or the foreword was what we've studied until now, now he's going to get into the details. And so he begins first with a couple of words of introduction with a historical perspective on Lashon Hara. V'amas Hashem Yisbarach Asamo Yisrael b'chafetz mod b'tov asam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves his people, and he wants them to go ahead and do the best they can, and he wants us to be successful. That's why he calls us banim, he calls us his children, he calls us a chelek Hashem, part of Hashem, or a nachla, his inheritance. He uses all sorts of great words to show us that we're part of him. And that's what Malachi the Navi says, Ahavti Eschem Amar Hashem, that God loved us. So therefore he wants us to go ahead and stay away from all sorts of bad midos, of bad attributes in life, including Lashon Hara, because Lashon Hara brings people to tremendous amounts of fighting and difficulty. Sometimes it leads people to kill. And that's what the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Deos. Afo pi shein lo kana lav zeh, one doesn't get makos for Lashon Hara, because it's a lav she'en bo ma'aseh, it's an activity that, it's a prohibition, but you don't do anything, you just speak, and speaking is not considered an act of doing. Still, notwithstanding, says the Rambam, avon gadol hu v'gorim l'harog nefashos rabos mi'Yisrael. It's a serious sin, and it causes a tremendous loss of life in Am Yisrael. And that's why we're told, lo samaro dam riecha. Take a look, there were so many personalities in Jewish history who were involved, And look what happened to them. Doeg Ha'adomi, the general Doeg, general, had a city. He was sitting and studying in the city of Nov, the city of Kohanim. And because of Lashon Hara, he destroyed the whole city. Take a look at all other terrible calamities that befell the Jewish people because of Lashon Hara. Forget about the Jewish people, world people, the world history. Once upon a time, there was someone called the Nachash. There was a serpent in Gan Eden. And what was he primarily involved in? He spoke Lashon Hara. About whom? About God. He said, you can eat from any tree. And he said, the Nachash said to Chava, you can do what you can do, and you can go ahead and be involved. And he caused a certain Gilui Arayos, he caused death. He caused murder. He caused Adam and Chava to violate the word of Hashem. So the person who goes ahead and tells Lashon Hara is destroying the world. And why is the main reason Bnei Yisrael went to Mitzrayim in the first place? We're reading the Parshios of Shibud Mitzrayim. The answer is, we went down because Yosef HaTzadik spoke Lashon Hara. Vayave Yosef Estibas Amar Al Aviyem. And again, he got sent to be an Eved. And the Yerushalmi says, in Masechta Peah, he may have had a heter, it may have been mutter, but look what happened as a result. The galus that happened, all of a sudden, because of the meraglim, that all of our different exiles have happened, and we continue to pay that tremendous price. Even the chachamim who were killed in the time of Shimon ben Shetach, who was the brother-in-law of Yanai HaMelech, right, it happened. Why were all the Talmidei chachamim killed? Because Yanai HaMelech was listening to Lashon Hara about them. The Rabbi Lazar Amodai was killed because of Lashon Hara. The same situation happened in regard to the destruction of Beitar. The people went ahead and they told Lashon Hara, and this caused the destruction of Beitar in the process. Jewish calamities, whenever we find them, we know too well that they bring about Lashon Hara. To quote the Chafetz Chaim, a person who speaks Lashon Hara attaches himself to that practice that destroys the world. That's the damage Lashon Hara has brought on world history. The first sin, subsequent sins, the Chafetz Chaim says, Lashon Hara is not harmless. It's quite harmful, and it's something we need to protect ourselves from. So let's go ahead and do so, and have a great day.